BourbonBlog.com continues to follow the story of the stolen Pappy Van Winkle. We have on the phone with us Franklin County Sheriff Pat Melton. Pat, there's been some a big update today. Tell us what's happening today.
Well, Tom, we were detectives have been following up on leads in this case since we started it several days ago. Today there was a nice break in the case as far as we developed a lead for a person of interest. That person of interest walked into a retail store in central Kentucky around Hardin County and offered to sell a large quantity of Pappy Van Winkle 20-year-old bourbon.
And this indeed is the same bourbon that the majority of which was stolen last week, which was reported for last week.
Yes.
Are you able to tell which liquor store that is in Hardin County that we're taking a look at here in the photos?
No, I won't.
So basically what we have is we have a picture of a person of interest who went in to offer a large amount of Pappy Van Winkle 20-year-old to a liquor store in Hardin County, and this is now the best lead that you have, thinking this person might be trying to offload the Pappy Van Winkle.
It is one of the leads that we're following up. In the video, you'll see this individual. He pulls up in a late model Ford F-150, and as a result of that, he gets out. He's got on what appears to be a Bardstown High School sweatshirt or a pullover. You see him walk in the liquor store, and then you see him he looks up the camera and goes back out after he talks to the clerk there. And again, you know, what makes this person of interest is that he was trying to sell a large quantity of Pappy Van Winkle. So then obviously we're interested in that. We're interested in talking to him. And, you know, we'll see where that lead goes.
And what we, from what we understand, this was not a person that was actually a distributor, someone who worked for a spirits company, who would have normally gone into a store. This was actually an individual that walked into a liquor store. That makes it even more suspicious. Is that correct?
Correct. Absolutely. 100%. Yeah.
Right. Because typically anybody who would be selling bourbon or any kind of spirit in a liquor store would be going through a distributor to actually purchase that alcohol.
Absolutely.
And there's a possibility that this individual or another individual acting on his behalf might try to go to another liquor store, and the goal is to raise enough awareness to let folks know that this is definitely the person of interest.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. You know, obviously we're following up on any lead, anything that we have, we're following up on it. We want to make sure that, you know, as we eliminate things and new doors open, we're going to look at the big picture of this thing and see what we can do.
As big as this story is, somebody's going to be listening to this interview, seeing the news on the web, watching the news, and actually find and say, I know that individual. It could have some connection. If anybody has any information on who this individual might be, what's the best way for them to reach you?
Go to Franklin County Sheriff and like it, and you can send a message there. Also, we have a text-a-tip. That number is 502-320-3306, and that's our text-a-tip, and that's anonymous. And you can do those two ways, and then also you can call the office at 502-875-8740, Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30.
Thank you, Sheriff, for continuing to keep Bourbon Blog informed of this story.
Tom, it's my pleasure.